I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Hope's fading for survivors of last Saturday's mudslide that wiped out a village in the Philippines. Operation Blessing's Kristen Vischer says their disaster relief teams have served more than 600 families in the region. A trauma intervention training is scheduled for this weekend, and Vischer explains the why of their work.
Our mission is to demonstrate God's love in action. So our teams are definitely doing that by helping these poor, traumatized people in their hour of need. And I believe that our teams show the love of Christ even if they don't say anything. Their actions speak definitely louder than words.
Next, with the upheaval in Gaza and the Middle East since the Palestinian elections, Christians have faced increased threats and persecution. In recent demands against the Palestine Bible Society, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton believes it's coming from Islamic militants who are trying to eliminate the gospel from their land.
Hopefully that will not take place. We know that the Word of God is a very powerful tool to reach people and to change people's lives. And so we pray that the Palestine Bible Society is able to keep a work going in Gaza and is able to keep distributing God's word there.
And nearly a quarter of the deployed U.S. troops in the Army and Marine Corps claim Spanish as their mother tongue. The International Bible Society just introduced its first-ever scripture edition designed specifically for them. The Bible features IBS's Spanish commentary text along with study notes and a military camouflage cover. It also includes a self-contained worship service to help units without available chaplains to worship in small groups. Go to our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set our homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.